up.
Stop what you're doing. Here is another world-famous prank call from Darren Wackhead Simpson.
Nice.
Exclusive to KFM Mornings.
All right, today we're pranking a guy called Michael.
Okay, what did Michael do?
He didn't do anything. He's just trying to earn a living.
Innocent bystander.
He's just trying to go to work, do his job, run a little business, and make some money to feed his family. But his family thought, let's mess with Dad. This is his daughter and his wife.
Love it.
So I'm like, well, why not? He does home cleaning, like deep cleaning.
Okay.
Like carpets and mattresses and stuff.
Whole house. Whole house. You'll get into your curtains, you'll get in everywhere.
Great service, though.
Yeah. Did you guys ever use that guy that does the beds?
No.
Barry.
No.
Barry the bed man.
I never called him back.
I haven't. Did you?
No, I didn't. We must have. So he does the whole house, Michael. He deep cleans the carpets, curtains, beds. The works. So I asked his wife, like, because she runs the business from the admin side of things. I said, give me a couple clients that he's done. So she's going through, and she says, there's a lady that had a job done on her house now, deep cleaning job, because she's currently pregnant and wants the house spotless for when baby arrives.
Of course.
Yeah. So that's one of his recent jobs. I'm going to play on that.
Oh, dear.
Okay, let's go.
Oh, no.
Okay, Roxanne, that's my idea. What do you think of it?
We haven't encountered anything like this, so I think that's definitely making stress a bit.
Well, what type of person is he? Is he quite a stressful?
Very gentle, very gullible, you know. Not a person that really gets on his high horse. Make him panic,
Hold on.
You're a clean mother.
Hello, can I speak to Mr. Michael Beaver, please?
Yes, can you hold on?
Thank you.
Michael, hello.
Detective Swanepoel here from Durbanville Police Station.
Yes.
Does a number two here, Sherlock, is known to Durbanville, make any sense?
Yeah.
So you admit that you were at the premises?
Yes.
The lady of the house, a certain one, Mrs. Blaschdicht, is currently in our custody. Do you understand, sir?
For what reason?
Something very horrific took place on the Sunday at that house. Do you know that you cleaned up a crime scene?
Sure.
Gee.
So, what items did you clean up at that house?
The one carpet and a chair, and the lounge suite.
And did you not think that was just a little bit suspicious?
That's quite normal in my job to do. I do it from day to day.
So it seems to me that you very suspiciously cleaned up a crime scene.
Not suspiciously cleaned up. That's my line of business. That's my line of income. And my wife has been doing this for 24 years. And I came in as partner with her, and we're running a legal business.
Well, something very illegal, sir, happened in that very bedroom.
Okay, but there weren't any blood stains.
Is that because you are extremely good at your job, sir? Honestly, it's no time to brag about your competence.
Okay.
Shame.
No. Actually, not.
Are you aware that Mrs. Tracy Flausch is pregnant?
Yeah, I saw that.
And do you know that the father of that baby is not her husband?
That I don't know. She just said her husband is coming home just soon, and that's it.
So it seems like the apparent motive for your involvement here is the fact that you are the father of the baby.
That's impossible. I haven't met the woman before Monday. She needed anything, because there's a baby on its way, the house clean off any dust mites and that kind of thing.
So let me ask you, what were you going to name the baby?
I've got nothing to do with the baby.
So we are looking for a guy that goes by the code name the Hout Bay Hoover Hitman. Do you own a Hoover, sir?
I don't need the necessity of telling you.
Well, ballistics report shows that it was a Hoover and not a Kirby, as first suspected.
Okay.
So I'm done with this line of questioning at the moment. I'm going to put you through to my secretary, who's going to take some more details.
Can you hear the speaker voice?
Pa?
Yeah?
Jy's gevang deur wackhead, hè? Thanks, wackhead.
Meneer...
No, he was very nervous, and my mother actually sent me a message to say he's explaining it.
They caught me for a bad one there.
What a nice guy.
He was swerving all over the road there, hey? The Hout Bay Hoover Hitman.